Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
One of the positive things that could come out of the Bayer-Monsanto deal is a step towards fighting back against strict agricultural biotech regulations in the European Union. That's because Bayer has a more positive reputation than Monsanto among the European public, in part because Bayer is known for products beyond agrochemicals, such as the pharmaceuticals. After all, Bayer is the company that brought aspirin to the marketplace back in 1899. Right now, a lot of GMO crops are banned throughout Europe. The Wall Street Journal is saying the oversight has been driven by fierce public resistance in the EU to pesticides and other crop protection chemicals. The head of Bayer's crop science division says overregulation is the single biggest challenge in the EU for crop protection companies. And one thing they're talking about is the possibility of dropping the Monsanto name, especially in many overseas markets, to take care of some of the problems of perception that they may be facing as they go forward with the merger. Latest crop progress numbers are out, and they are showing that we are at 17% planted on the winter wheat crop nationally, up 1 point from the five-year average. We're at 19% of the Oklahoma crop now planted. That's well ahead of the five-year average of 11%. Well, I had 4% of the crop planted a year ago. We were a lot drier during the planting season, the early part of the planting season a year ago. This year, we've had good moisture across much of the winter wheat belt, and also a desire by these farmers, in a lot of cases, to get some wheat in the ground and trying to go ahead and get stuff going and some wheat pasture this fall. Perhaps a better way to make some money on wheat this year compared to the current low prices that we're facing when it comes to harvesting for grain next June. Corn harvest, 9% now harvested nationally. That's behind the five-year average of 12%. We're seeing states like Illinois start. They've now got 9% of their corn crop harvested. Indiana is 7%. Just started in Iowa, 2% of their crop harvested right now, 17% of the Kansas crop now harvested. That's behind their five-year average of 29% by this point. Just starting with soybean harvest, we're at 4% nationally. We've got 29% of the grain sorghum crop now harvested, 24% harvested in Oklahoma, 61% harvested in Texas, and we're just really starting in Kansas, 5% harvested at this particular juncture. Latest numbers are showing that Oklahoma is the fourth largest state when it comes to wind power generation in this country, looking to move ahead of California to capture the number three spot very soon with lots of construction going on. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117, 800-422-2117 at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. And that's our farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.